Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. We're glad that you're joining us to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. In case you missed the first part of this show, you can always access it through our podcast at KXO.com. Correct? KXORadio.com.
That's right. That's right. Or if you have email questions for us, it's wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And if you've got something for Mr. Marlowe, we'll forward it. And he's pretty cool on emails. I think he'll probably answer for us. We're joined today by Kendall Marlowe. He's the executive director of the National Association of Counsel for Children. And, you know, it's in a way, Mr. Marlowe, you're kind of like the Lorax. You know, it's like you're really speaking up for a group of people that don't have good political representation. They don't do, you know, organized. They don't have lobbyists. They don't do organized political pressure. You know, you get some. We're getting more, I think, kind of marches and stuff like that. But again, that's not always quite the game changer that it could be. You know, you've got a story. You've got a reason for being who you are. And so what led you to be this advocate for people who really don't have much of a voice?
Well, I think like a lot of people, I benefited by the experiences and the efforts of my parents and watched them and looked at them. My dad actually went down to Birmingham, Alabama as part of a support group when Martin Luther King was doing his work there. And so that idea of social justice, the idea that the less fortunate among us are the ones that we should be honoring and helping, was very much a part of my upbringing. And then what happened to me was that my dad, almost by accident, taught for a couple of years at what we would now call a residential treatment center. At the time, it was called a home for emotionally disturbed boys because that was the diagnosis that everybody got. They were all emotionally disturbed. And we've got hopefully a little bit more sophisticated with that in the meantime. But after my dad had done that for a couple of years, there was a school at that residential treatment center that he taught at. And we started to fall in love with some of the boys that he was trying to help. And when my dad moved on to do something else, we started taking in his former students as foster kids. And so the biological family was me and two little brothers and mom and dad, but for most of my childhood I had four older foster brothers and two younger foster sisters, and we took in kids when they were 12, 13, 14. We didn't take the cute babies. We took the older kids that we were told no one would want. As a matter of fact, my dad was told about the four boys very specifically. He was told, "This is a very nice thing you're doing, and we really appreciate it. But please understand, none of these boys will ever be able to live in a family environment long term. They're going to need to live in institutions because their needs are so severe." And my father is very happy to be able to tell you now that none of those four kids needed to be institutionalized, and all of them have made it in their own way over time. And so that was a part of my childhood. And what happened to me is my wife and I were involved in a foster care case when I was an adult, and how that case was handled so ripped me up. We were a temporary foster care placement for a couple of young kids. And when we went through that experience, having gone through it, even though they were always intended to be at our house on a temporary basis, it so ripped me up that I realized that I needed to do something about this with my professional life, and that working with children in my personal life was not enough, that there was this population. And I was especially drawn to the older kids who had spent time in foster care and spent time in juvenile detention. There was this population of older kids that we had given up on. And that, to me, is just morally unacceptable. And so I changed careers and went down and worked on the south side of Chicago for 3 years, working with the kids that people are most afraid of, you know, the so-called thugs on the sidewalk, on the sidewalks of the south side of Chicago, and found that those kids were no different than the foster brothers that I had grown up with and helped raise. These kids were detached from families, needed love and support, needed a consistent presence in their life, needed people who believed in them. And that's something that we all need to do, I think, in some way on a personal level. At least that's my view. We need to reach out to people who are less fortunate and help them. But if you're interested in things like public policy, mental health policy, the law, it's important to understand that those laws and those policies often don't serve children and youth well.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.